So tell me, what were you doing last night at about 8:30?
Just put my little girl to bed, got her settled, gone upstairs to speak to my husband who was working upstairs in his office to ask him if he wanted a cup of tea. We were going to just go about our business. I was actually just going to mark some of my children's school books. That didn't get done.
So what happened? What was it that stopped you marking them books?
The car that demolished the front of the house. We don't know what happened, so I can't comment on the actual incident, other than the person driving the car has obviously lost control of it and it smashed into my next door neighbour's front walls and then demolished our bay window.
What first alerted you to what had happened?
The sound. We always hear, because there are frequent accidents of this nature at this spot on this road. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last, I don't think. We were upstairs just arranging to have a drink, and we heard the sliding of a car followed by a really big bang. And then we said, oh dear, that's happened again. Let's go and have a look. We went downstairs, opened the front door. Devastation, and then phone for the ambulance for the driver.
So from your door, what exactly could you see?
Next door's railings were across our front door, so we couldn't get out. We could see the engine block of the car was in the middle of the road. There was oil and parts of car all across the carriageway, and the car itself was a little bit further on down the road on its roof.
I mean, that must actually have been quite frightening. Was there any... Obviously, you couldn't get out of the house, but was there a concern that you needed to get out and get your family out?
Not immediately, because we could have gone out the back door, and it was obvious that the front of the house had been damaged, but the rest of the property was okay. So, not immediately. The main concern was to get in the ambulance for the driver, who I believe is okay, but at the time we thought would... not have survived, looking at the state of the car.